Welcome to Red, White, and Blues. All blues and nothing but the blues. My name is Johnny Cox. I'll be your host for today's program. We have a very interesting program today. Our topic is going to be the three kings of the blues. And the three kings, of course, are B.B. King, Freddie King, and Albert King. Not related. All these guys are from the South, and they were relatively the same age. Their beginnings are all similar, but if you listen to their music, there's really nothing alike. I mean, yes, it's blues, but they're really nothing alike. We're going to start it off with the King of the Blues, probably the most well-known blues artist ever. He was born Mr. Riley King, and, you know, in the Mississippi Delta. He started off, you know, singing gospel in church like most of the other guys did back then. He got his first guitar. It cost him twice his monthly salary, so he had to get half his salary taken out in four increments to get his first acoustic guitar. Like most of the other guys, you know, he migrated away from the Delta. And, you know, most of the guys went to Chicago, but he got to Memphis. And when he got to Memphis, he heard T-Bone Walker. And T-Bone Walker had an electric guitar. And he goes, you know, that's really what I want to do. They called him the Beale Street Blues Boy. And then short for Blues Boy, they just started calling him B.B. That was pretty much the start of it all. You know, and he went there and he recorded, you know, in Memphis and over in West Memphis, Arkansas with Sam Phillips and you know, Ike Turner and all those guys, you know, legends of the genre. And, well, let's get it started off. You know, one of his very first recordings, woke up this morning. Now, if you notice, you know, his first recordings, it wasn't so much about his guitar. The recordings back then were more the big band sound, you know, heavy piano, you know, a lot of horns and saxophone. Well, let's get right into it. Woke up this morning, Mr. B.B. King. I believe this is 1949.
Home with me. My baby, she's gone.
That was Rock Me Baby by Mr. B.B. King. Now, if you notice the difference between the first and the second songs there, is his guitar now is starting to take prominence. You know, he's very well known for his guitar playing. But his vocals were always underappreciated in my book. But, you know, you think of B.B. King, you think about his guitar, you think about electric guitar, you think about Lucille. You know, everybody knows the name of B.B.'s guitar. And the story about how he got the name of the guitar is he was in Twist, Arkansas. And he was playing a small club, and it was very cold, and they had a burn pit inside to keep everybody warm. And two guys got into a fight, and the pit turned over, and the bar caught on fire. So everybody ran out, and then all of a sudden, B.B. went, "Oh no, I got to go back and get my guitar." Well, he got his guitar, very nearly lost his life. And he says, "What happened in there?" And he said, "Well, these guys got fighting, you know, and they turned the barrel over." "What were they fighting about?" "They're fighting about a girl. Her name was Lucille." He said, "Okay." So from then on, his guitar is Lucille. Of course, there's never just one. You know, he's had several guitars over the years. Those black Gibson ES-355 guitars. But, you know, from here, B.B. really took off. He had a touring schedule that was unreal. In 1956, they said he played 342 shows. That's about 20 days off in a year. And his total was an estimated 15,000 to 18,000 live shows. You know, that's an incredible number in itself. But what really impresses me is the margin of error is 3,000 live shows. You know, most people never play 3,000 live shows in their lifetime. But he's played everywhere. I mean, internationally. The opening Olympics, you know, to the White House, and the Great Wall of China to the Wailing Wall in Jerusalem. He's been everywhere. He's done everything. But he's most known for his guitar playing. And, you know, his most famous hit, of course, is The Thrill Is Gone. And that's what really sent him over the edge. He crossed, you know, crossed into the pop charts. It's just a signature B.B. King song. So let's all, we're just getting started here. Let's listen to The Thrill Is Gone. Thank you. That was Nightlife, B.B. King and Joe Bonamassa. That was a good mix there. You know, you have the king of the blues himself, and, you know, doing a duet with a young modern blues guitar player who's still recording today and still winning Grammys. And to top it off, you know, they made a blues song out of a Willie Nelson classic, Nightlife. I thought that was very interesting. You know, we're doing the three kings of the blues. We're just about done with B.B., but you think about the career that B.B. King had, you know, the thousands of shows he played. You know, he won 15 Grammys. He's in the Grammy Hall of Fame. He's in the Blues Hall of Fame. He's in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. He got a Kennedy Center honor, the Presidential Medal of Freedom, and Rolling Stone magazine ranked him the 8th greatest guitar player of all time. You know, they say he played, 300 shows sometimes, or 200 shows, up into his 80s. Just what a career. And, you know, you got to think about the touring schedule those guys had back then. It was just unreal. Well, we're just scratching the surface. You know, we got done with B.B. And next, we're going to do some Freddie King, the Texas Cannonball himself. You're listening to Red, White, and Blues on WVFF Radio, Veterans for Freedom, 97.7.